online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Molly Milam-Chapel.
Police in Kent have issued a drugs warning after one man died and 10 others were taken to hospital. Lucy's got the details for KMFM.
Well, a 33-year-old man from Birchington's been arrested on suspicion of poisoning and supplying a controlled drug. It's after officers were called to a house on Station Road in Westgate in the early hours of last Monday, with four people being taken to hospital. Five others who'd also been at the property were admitted later in the day, one still in a serious condition. In a separate incident on Sunday, two men fell ill in Canterbury. One who was in his 20s and from Birmingham died.
Health experts say early tests suggest some of the patients had taken novel psychoactive substances, which used to be referred to as legal highs.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A psychiatrist has told a jury at the trial of a man accused of murdering his ex-girlfriend in the car park of a shopping centre in Medway that he had a personality disorder. Molly McLaren suffered more than 70 injuries at Dockside Outlet in Chatham last June. 26-year-old Joshua Stimpson from High Street in Waldham denies murder but admits manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility. You can follow live updates at kentonline.co.uk. There's going to be a debate later on whether hospital car parking charges should be scrapped. Recent stats revealed hospitals in Kent made more than £6 million by charging patients and staff in the last financial year. Conservative MP Robert Halfen is behind the campaign to get rid of the payments.
Some of these charges aren't going back to the hospital, they're just going to private operators who run the car parks. We also say that the NHS is free. We can't then just say, well, if you have a car, you have to pay extra on top of your taxes.
As Andy mentioned in travel, part of the M2 is still closed this lunchtime after a car overturned on the coastbound carriageway, killing one person. It happened at about 9 a.m. between Strood and Chatham. Keep listening to KMFM for updates. Two men are due in court next month, charged with carrying out an aggravated burglary in Maidstone. The 27 and 24-year-olds are accused of targeting Elizabeth House in December. The younger man's also been charged with having an offensive weapon and common assault.
KMFM News.
KMFM's been told the idea of a congestion charge for lorries arriving at the port of Dover hasn't been scrapped completely. It was ruled out at a meeting last night, but the councillor who suggested it reckons it still could generate much needed revenue. Nathaniel Richards initially suggested the cash could help improve air quality, but after hearing that it's already got better, he thinks the town centre could benefit instead.
I do feel that the town could really benefit from doing it, because the bottom line is people always say the high street is not as good as it can be, and if we can look at every single option to get much needed funding to the high street, then I really feel that it should be considered.
Meantime, it's been revealed keeping a former Kent airport on standby to park lorries in case of Operation Stack has cost almost £6 million. A deal was struck back in 2015 to use the Manston site if there ever were problems with trucks getting across the channel, but it's never been needed. It costed more than £6,000 a day to keep it as an option. We're being encouraged in Kent to open up if we're struggling with our mental health as part of a national campaign today. Time to Talk is designed to break down the stigma and barriers associated with someone who has a mental health diagnosis. One of the charities supporting the campaign are MCCH, who are based in Kent and work with people with learning disabilities and mental health needs. Lisa Parle is from the charity. She says it's all about better understanding.
Society in general has some quite stereotyped views about mental illness and how it affects people. Some people may think that mental illness is associated with violent and dangerous behaviour, when in actual fact, people with serious mental health problems are more at risk of being attacked or harming themselves and harming other people.
And it's been revealed East Kent College and Canterbury College have merged. It's now known as the EKC Group, and it's created the seventh biggest further education college group in the UK.
Sport.
With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
The decision to overturn 28 bans on Russians accused of doping at the Winter Olympics could have a serious impact on the fight against drugs in sport. That's according to the International Olympic Committee. The IOC has indicated it could appeal against the court rulings from the Court of Arbitration for Sport. It also says the fact that further 11 Russians were found guilty but given reduced bans shows the existence of systematic doping at the Sochi Games. And in football, there have been some arrivals and departures at Gillingham after deals were secured on transfer deadline day. Striker Reece Murphy will be staying at the club until the end of the season after impressing during a trial, while Connor Ogilvie has agreed to stay on loan until May. Elsewhere, after more than 200 appearances, keeper Stuart Nelson Anderson has left the League One side. He's been at Priestfield since 2012. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Morning. Sorry, Stevie's a bit poorly, so we won't be coming to nursery today.
OK, thanks for letting us know.
So I brought Max instead. I packed his favourite toy. He normally naps twice a day and loves playing outside.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the delicious barbecue chicken BLC. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
KMFM weather.
Expect it to be mainly dry today with some sunny spells, highs of 7 in Snodland, 6 in Walmer.